This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. In the age of legal marijuana use, Massachusetts' highest court is wrestling with the critical question, how will judges and juries decide if a driver under the influence of marijuana is a danger on the roads? WBUR's Martha Biebinger brings us both sides of a pivotal case heard today, the Commonwealth versus Thomas J. Gerhart.
It was just after midnight in February of 2013 when a state trooper in Millbury noticed a car ahead with no rear lights. The trooper pulled over Thomas Gerhart, approached the car, and smelled marijuana. Gerhart failed two of the standard field sobriety tests. He couldn't stand on one leg for 30 seconds, and for the walk the line test, he needed a couple of explanations and then didn't stop and turn around after 9 steps. He was able to count backwards and recite a portion of the alphabet. So based on those tests, was Gerhart too impaired to drive? His attorney, Rebecca Jacobstein, says no.
In marijuana cases, there's just no correlation because field sobriety tests don't test for driving impairment.
Field sobriety tests gauge coordination, concentration, and reaction times. In a case of drunk driving, police combine those tests with a breathalyzer and other observations to make the case a motorist is impaired. But there is no breathalyzer-type test for weed. So in Gerhart's case, the prosecution would rely on the police officer to tell a jury Gerhart failed two parts of the test, and that means he was too impaired to drive. But his lawyer says judges should not rely on police alone. They must require an expert witness to explain the science of marijuana impairment to jurors.
If you wanted to make a bright line, I think the bright line would just be that you have to have an expert to correlate these things until enough of society understands how marijuana is impacted and isn't.
For all drivers? Asked Justice David Lowy.
What if he stumbles and he says, oh my goodness, I just had 5 joints. Do you need an expert?
You still do.
A lower court agreed, saying there's no firm science yet on how marijuana affects driving and at what dose. But Assistant District Attorney Michelle King pointed to 4 new studies that she says show a connection between roadside tests and marijuana-impaired driving.
This is a field that is vastly developing, and just in the 2-year period between the time when the hearing was held in lower court, the field has significantly changed.
King says police should be able to present field sobriety tests as evidence and offer their own opinions on whether the tests show a driver is impaired. Justice Geraldine Hines seemed skeptical.
Science has verified the tests for alcohol impairment. We're starting from the beginning here, and I'm just puzzled at how police officers are going to be able to testify to something that the science hasn't verified.
Your Honor, what I'm suggesting to you is that at this point, science has indeed verified that marijuana ingestion or consumption does in fact correlate to poor performance on field sobriety tests.
That's what you say, but the findings that we have in front of us don't say that.
Researchers looking at marijuana's effects on the brain, especially while driving, are trying to catch up as marijuana becomes legal for medical and recreational use in an increasing number of states. In the meantime, there's confusion among many people about whether it's safe to use marijuana at all and then drive, or how long you have to wait after ingesting weed. And King says those in law enforcement aren't sure what to do.
It's a frustration for everyone, I think, trying to figure out which tests are going to be admissible. And so you have judges across the Commonwealth who are just coming down in different ways because they don't have any guidance yet. And I think this decision is going to provide the much needed guidance one way or the other.
There's no indication how soon the state's highest court will issue a ruling that may offer that guidance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.